This is the beginning of Cosmic Fire Webinar Commentaries 27C, and we're in the Path of Higher Evolution compilation, page 123. This, as you know, includes references from Initiation, Human and Solar, Treatise on Cosmic Fire, and also from the Rays and the Initiations. And we're working now on the Ray Path, and the Rays and the Initiations Ray Path commentary in the Rays and Initiations. So we've been talking here about how the one who is to take this path, the Chohan who is to take this path, makes his decision, and it appears that the intention of the Ray Lord, and maybe the one to which he is most vibrating, has a lot to do with that particular decision. Maybe it really magnetically calls to him. Maybe it calls to him more strongly than any stream of energy from any other path. The master on this path works at the comprehension of the intention and the life purposes of the Ray Lords. Well, if that's the case, and since he does have... since he does have many planets within the system where training for this path can be pursued, then the planetary Ray Lords will also be included when he considers Ray Lord intention. Many first ray souls find their way onto this path where there is a close connection between the decision at the sixth initiation and the fifth path. See, the decision is ruled by the third ray, close connection between the decision at the sixth initiation and this fifth path. Why? Because, while these paths of higher evolution are not ray paths, still there are monadic tendencies which may determine the path. So there are all these different Chohans and all the different monadic rays, and at the decision, ray factors have to be taken into consideration. So at this great decision, ray factors have to be taken into consideration. Not all determining, but into consideration anyway. And first ray souls may be monads of all kinds. So the monadic ray determines the path, or pretty much so. Not entirely, but like you said, in many cases, let's put it like that. But the sub-ray of the monad, being the first ray, will assist in this directed orientation which is needed on this path. You know, staying persistently true to the orientation, first ray. Well, anyway, many first ray souls find their way onto this path, but by that time, of course, their monadic ray is more important, for there is a close connection between the decision at the sixth initiation and this fifth path. But the decision at the sixth initiation is a ray decision, right? Largely a ray decision. So some sort of ray decision is also present. But why would the first ray souls be particularly suited? Well, I mean, maybe because they would stick to the path, as it were. There's this tendency of the first ray to progress onward, driving forward through space, you know. First ray is the ray of progress onwards and driving forward through space. So that's what's needed on this path. This might be expected for two reasons. One, every master is on one of the three major rays. Well, yes and no. Yes and no. Because a Chohan of the fifth ray will often take the path two. Also true, because in the final sense, all monads are majorly on the first, second, or third ray. So this really has to be studied carefully. And secondly, every master has to develop an understanding of the world of cosmic purpose, and the ray lords are agents of cosmic purpose. Well, I could pause here because, you know, there's something missing. There's something missing. Many first ray souls find their way onto this path, but there's a close connection between the decision, you know. They are certainly, the first ray souls, are decisive. Between the decision at the sixth initiation and this fifth path. In other words, it is a ray decision to a certain extent. That's what I've been trying to say, and based largely or somewhat upon the monadic ray, he says usually the monadic ray in question determines the choice. He said that earlier. Do I want to try to find that? Okay, and maybe I don't find it. Determines the choice is not going to be here. Here, determine the choice is not here either. Well, you remember perhaps when we did that, and it, basically it did say that, that the monadic ray in question is usually that which accounts for the choice, determines the choice, something. So this might be expected for two reasons. One, that every master is on one of the three major rays, monadically, yes, and also subsidiarily, no. And secondly, every master has to develop an understanding of the world of cosmic purpose, and cosmic purpose is mediated or by the cosmic ray lords. Well, first by the systemic ray lords, then by the solar ray lords, then by the cosmic ray lords. So rays together carry the quality of the purpose. Rays carry the qualities of the purpose. It is a connection based upon the use of the will. It is the will to power, the will to love, and the will to know, plus the other four aspects of the will, which form the elementary basis of the training given on this fifth path, and hence first ray souls, because they can hold an undeviating, who can hold with will an undeviating orientation. Sixth ray two, but maybe sixth and first ray are closely related. Souls from other rays reach the same goal and occasionally choose this path, but it is not the one which constitutes for them the line of least resistance as it is for the masters on the first ray. But notice here that Chohanship is not mentioned. Because, you know, we have to have all seven ray types here, don't we? And so therefore we have to have the seven types of Johannic rays strengthened by the first ray of will. So what is the connection? What is this connection? Every master is on one of the three major rays, and secondly, every master has to develop an understanding of the cosmic world of cosmic purpose. It is a connection based upon the use of the will. Okay, now what we have to do is go here into rays and the initiations and see what the footnote says. It is a connection based, okay. And there is this, A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 599 to 601. Well, there are different aspects of the will. And we have here to understand that we're talking about not only the will to power, will to love, and will to know, which can be considered to be the will to initiate, the will to unity, and the will to evolve, but also the will to harmonize, the will to act, the will to cause, and the will to express. So the seven types of will are expressed in Esoteric Astrology, pages, well, let's see, did he say 599? Let's take a look, right? 599, can we go there? Yes, so will to harmonization and will to action, will to causation, and I suppose the will to expression. There it is. So, pages 599 and 2601. Right. Okay. Souls from the other rays reach the same goal occasionally, but it's souls. Notice souls. So it's almost like you have to be a first ray soul regardless of what your monadic ray is to choose principally this path. You can be on any of one of the seven monads, as we have seen that ray paths are chosen by monadic types of all the seven, but the soul ray is frequently that of the first ray. Souls from other rays may reach the same goal and occasionally choose this path, but it is not the same one, not the one which constitutes for them the line of least resistance. So, again, there are certain paths which for certain types of souls constitute the line of least resistance. So there are a monadic, well, how about that? There are monadic ray path tendencies and soul ray path tendencies. Shouldn't try to go too fast. So let's make that monadic ray path tendencies and soul ray path tendencies, and yet the choice is free. And yet the choice is free. And based upon innate quality, which has been a quality and achieved requirements, which have been built up. Have been built up over the period of evolution. So this is interesting, and I think, you know, many ideas have come to me in this sense, but at the same time, we see that something is still missing. The master on this path works, okay, at the comprehension. So I'm going to go back and just read it straight through. The master on this path works, and let's just read this. We learn here of the ray path, just read it. It is, however, with these ray intentions that the initiate of the sixth degree is occupied when he passes on to the fifth or ray path. His decision and the intention of the ray lord at first, you wonder if it's the ray lord in which he is a monad, and the united intention of all of them eventually are curiously and uniquely connected. Mm-hmm. So I want to go back here. It's a little bit higher. The ray lord at first, and it may be the ray lord in which he is a monad, because all of us are cells. All of us are monadic cells within the energy system of a planetary logos. So maybe that particular logos calls out to him in some way. All right, that's what I wanted to say, and then continue reading. Okay, so his decision and the intention of the Ray Lord at first, and the united intention of all of them eventually, are curiously and uniquely connected. The master on this path works at the comprehension of the intention and the life purposes of the Ray Lords, and particularly his own, I suppose. Many first-ray souls find their way onto this path, for there is a close connection between the decision at the sixth initiation, and first-ray souls are decisive, and this fifth path. So a ray decision in some respects, because the monad determines the outcome in most instances. This might be expected for two reasons. One, that every master is on one of the three major rays, monadically finally. And secondly, every master has to develop an understanding of the world of cosmic purpose, which the ray lords deliver or somehow present. It is a connection based upon the use of the will. It is the will to power and the will to love and the will to know, plus the four aspects of will, which form the elementary basis of the training given on the fifth path. Souls from other rays reach the same goal and occasionally choose this path. Understanding the purpose, that is, they reach the goal of understanding the purpose, occasionally choose this path, but it is not the one which constitutes for them the line of least resistance, as it is often for masters on the first ray and Chohans on all the rays. So over here, souls from other rays reach the same goal, and what can we call it? And this is the word elementary should be highlighted or italicized. So these different types of the will are the basis for the training given on the fifth path. Again, 5 and 1, two very related numbers. Souls from other rays reach the same goal of understanding, let's say, of understanding the will and purpose, and occasionally choose this path, but it is not the one which constitutes for them the line of least resistance. So what about those masters of the wisdom? Okay, so then what about the 5/8 of the masters of the wisdom? Seems like most are on the first ray and masters are on all the different rays, but maybe we are talking about masters of the wisdom from the monadic perspective of all seven rays. So maybe the great majority of the masters of the wisdom on various of the monadic rays, as long as they have a first ray soul, choose this path. There's much to be thought out here. I just feel something's missing, you know. But I don't think it is right to contemplate this further at this point. It should be just taken out, and a day should be spent on it. Souls from other rays reach the same goal of understanding the will and the purpose, and occasionally choose this path, but it is not the one which constitutes for them the line of least resistance. Now, for the master, you know, because the curriculum is depending on understanding will and purpose, it is the line of least resistance for the masters on the first ray. Because understanding the will is a line of least resistance for the masters on the first ray. On the first ray, i.e. with a first ray soul. Masters from the first ray and the second ray tread it often. So even though it is not the line, even though it is not the line of least resistance for the second ray souls. Now, and each of them has a different mode of approach, technique, and type of realization. So usually he's talking about first ray masters and or second ray masters. Chohans of all the rays have to tread this path because they will all be needed to, as it were, embody certain rays and express certain rays and carry out the will of the ray lords. So Chohans on all the rays have to tread this. Is he talking here about the masters whose souls are on the first and second ray, or masters whose monads are on the first and second ray? Because if it was monads, it doesn't seem to make sense, because all the monadic types have to tread here. It sounds to me as if all the monadic types with either first or second ray souls tread this path. And it's more difficult for those with secondary souls. It sounds to me that all the Chohans on all the rays tread this path if they are masters of the wisdom rather than lords of compassion. Lords of compassion, RDS, okay. Well, I'll just write it out. Lords of compassion. This is especially so if the soul ray of these Chohans is the first or the second. Easiest for the first ray souls. First ray souls, and harder for the second ray souls. Let's see. And each of them has a different mode of approach technique. So first ray souls have to negate their isolated unity and study the beauty and value of differentiation. Yes, it's souls. It is souls here. Okay. All Chohanic all Chohanic ray types on this path, but souls on the first or second ray. So he is talking now about souls and not monads. First ray souls have to negate their isolated unity and study the beauty and value of differentiation. This period of training is followed by a mysterious process called multiple identification. I think I can understand something of this, you know. Maybe not. Note the adjective here conveys the many and the plural, whilst the noun gives the concept of unity and the singular. To me, these two things have to go together. identification not only with the one, but the many, and seeing the relationship of the many to the one. In these two words, apparently contradictory, though associative significance, there is embodied one aspect of the initiation to be experienced on this ray path. And these must be, initiations beyond the sixth initiation, because it's only monads who really begin to tread this path, and one is not consciously a monad, focused in the monad, until the sixth degree. Okay, it's a long day, long night. This is program number 8 for today, but when you're on a roll, you know, if you're on a roll, sometimes I take certain medicine which is supposed to relax me, but it also relaxes my brain, so if I seem to be stumbling through some programs, it's the magnesium, okay. The second ray master who decides to go this way has to negate his attractive magnetic tendencies and learn the meaning of isolated intention with a multiplicity of goals. How very interesting. Isolated intention to go one way with a multiplicity of goals. There's one all-absorbing intention, and within that all-absorbing intention, a multiplicity of goals can be included. They all contribute to the intention. Let's see if we can put this in. These multiplicity of goals all contribute to the intention. I know not how else to translate the archaic phrase which describes the objective of the master's training on this path. You kind of wonder, you know, it's just a peculiar thought, but was DK in the middle of a shambolic or hierarchical library when he gave all this out to Alice Bailey? Did he have immediately at his, fingertips? You can't say hands as fingertips, but could he immediately access all of this material, and did he stay in contact with it as he was dictating to her? It seems like a lot to remember. And he is looking at pages. He's looking at symbols. He's not carrying them with him all the time, so he has to somehow have access to or be allowed into the presence of these books or in whatever form this information exists. One day we'll know more about this when we have to know about it. I know not how else to translate the archaic phrase which describes the objective of the master's training on this path. He has to negate attracting to him all manner of things, people, excessive inclusiveness, because, let's say, magnetic tendencies, so excessive inclusiveness would work against the necessary insularity required by this path. So all the many, many goals have to be seen in terms of a particularly isolated intention, an isolated ray intention. Ray intention. And he has to, I suppose, understand particularly which goals, many of them, go along with this particular ray intention. The exclusive has to become the inclusive, and in an entirely new apprehended world of realization, while the inclusive has to master the technique of exclusiveness and become exclusive in a new realm of realization. Well, just think about, on a lower turn of the spiral, the two words which are connected with the integration techniques of the first and second ray souls. For the first ray soul, it's inclusion. For the second ray soul, it's centralization. So already we see an anticipation of what may take place in relation to this ray path. The exclusive has to become the inclusive, appreciating all the beauty and variety and yet still see it as one thing, but identifying with each as if it is the one, and not just ignoring the many. And in an entirely new apprehended world of realization, having to do with all the detail of the many about which the second ray is proficient, whilst the inclusive has to master the technique of exclusiveness and become exclusive in the new realm of realization, at least isolate the ray intention and have that be foremost without all of the attractive possibilities encumbering or distracting him. It is an exclusiveness which has no slightest element of the great heresy of separativeness. Right, and that, of course, is beyond the capacity of most human beings to think. But the exclusiveness is a qualitative exclusiveness. It's all still seen as in the one. It is a qualitative exclusiveness, that which is excluded does not pertain to the ray direction, or should we say the stable ray direction. Yet that which is for this purpose excluded still is identified with and experienced as in the one. I may not here even indicate the type or quality of the intentions of the Ray Lords, which the master of the sixth initiation has to learn or comprehend. Well, we do have the Ray Lord names, don't we? So on a lower turn of the spiral, we have the Ray Lord names, which tell us something in general of their intentions. But of course, this is differently appreciated by a master of the sixth degree, right? He still calls it a master of the sixth initiation, master of the seventh, even though they are Chohans. So I may not even indicate the type or quality of the intentions of the Ray Lords, which the master of the sixth initiation has to learn to comprehend. But, you know, we have something of it in their Ray Lord names. The training given him ends in another tremendous decision, which will place him in a group of lives on some sacred planet or in some solar system, which will be a correspondence to Shambhala on our little planet. We'll place him in some group of lives, not some sacred planet. So the Shambhala of other planets in our solar system, or in the Shambhala of other planets in other solar systems, if there are planets. A correspondence to Shambhala on our little planet. So he will be a director, and maybe he will be a ray director. Well, you know, there are ray lords, our intra-planetary Ray Lords, as the seven spirits before the throne, seven spirits before the throne. Well, I should have that. Seven spirits before throne. Just that easy. Don't spell it out so much. Seven spirits before throne. There are intraplanetary Ray Lords, as the seven spirits before the throne, who are in Shambhala now. And maybe eventually he will be one of those. Maybe eventually he will be one such. So Shambhala embodies the will or purpose of our planetary logos, the goal. And so according to... this will or purpose proceeds along certain ray lines. The goal which these initiates trained on the ray path eventually reach is some sphere of activity wherein sublime purposes and divine intentions are worked out. Well, let's just say in general that ray lords work out purposes and intentions. So they do so within our planet. They do so within the solar system as the seven spheres before the throne. They do so presumably within a constellational logos, or what's called a cosmic logos. They can be seven suns, as it were, before the throne. But this is carrying it too far, because in that case, it would be solar logoi, who are ray lords. So we can't go that far, and later it's constellations who are ray lords, because we such a being on this path cannot even yet be a solar logo, certainly not. But within a planet, he can be a kind of a spirit before the throne, an intraplanetary spirit before the throne. And if he were to switch to the path of the planetary logoi, as seems to be allowed, one day he could be one of the planetary spirits before the throne. But it looks like this is a more intraplanetary possibility. Now, immediately ahead of us is probably, would it be the most difficult? It's certainly not the shortest. None of these, the path six is relatively short. We're getting shorter and shorter here because there's less and less to say. The archaic stanza for path seven is still, my goodness, it's too long for all we don't know. Oh, no, this is still for path six. Oh, heavens, this is the archaic stanza for path six. Oh, yes, I thought perhaps that he would be saying somehow less and less about these cosmic paths, but the archaic stanzas do seem to say quite a bit, and I'm sure they are very difficult. So let's just make a quick review here of those things that stand out to us, maybe not being able to do them all. Okay, well, here it is. He said quite a bit, actually, about the ray path. Well, what can we say in review? Van stays on his own ray. As he treads it, is probably the monadic ray. He can work through various kingdoms according as he to the assignment of the Lord of the World as he stays here to work, and later it will carry him to every part of the solar system. It's a complex path. Very intricate mathematics are required. Monastic types, at least in their monad, tend to take it. I would say third and fifth ray monads, but later he says first ray souls particularly. The law of vibration is of profound importance on this path. He works first within the council chamber of the Lord of the World, not as a true ray lord, but as a student ray lord, you might say. And he manipulates the law of vibration on his own ray, and there are many different levels to which a basic vibration has to be adjusted. I suppose just like octavization, you might say. It's the same frequency but at different octaves, or the same note but at different octaves, and thus same basic note but different pitches, we might say. Later he will go to another planet in our solar system corresponding to his own ray. Is the planet the monadic ray? Is it the monadic ray of the planet that calls him, or the soul ray? Well, maybe in our solar system it's primarily the soul ray expression. We don't know that. And we worked on that quite extensively. Later he will pass to the sun. Yes, I would say so. and there, you know, understands something about the seven spirits before the throne, and eventually he will pass to the cosmic system. Is it the system of our cosmic logos, or is it the greater cosmic system? And will he be eventually allied in some way, not only with stars within our local cosmic logos or constellation, our local constellation of seven solar systems, but maybe he will gravitate at some point to still greater constellations which are expressing his particular ray. When he goes cosmic, as it were, he will go off his ray but onto a higher correspondence of his ray, whatever that really means. The evolution of man in the system is fivefold. And we talked about how that five can be achieved. He's speaking in general of the paths, and the remaining two paths, six and seven, very few of the evolving sons of men are found on those paths. And yet, if a great number go on to the path of magnetic work, they are alchemized, all of them, onto the path of absolute sonship. So eventually, quite a number, maybe as it stands now, there are not so many, but quite a number will go onto that final path, it would seem. There are requirements, I think, within the one about whom Nam said about how many are really needed. So we went into this about which paths do not lead to Sirius. Certainly the sixth and seventh do not. Can other paths lead to Sirius? Well, even the ray path can lead to Sirius, because the Christ is on the ray path, and yet he will finally gravitate or go to Sirius, wherever else his other requirements and service opportunities may take him. Four groups remain in the system at first, passing eventually onto the cosmic planes. And one group passes directly to Sirius. Then I tried to take this all apart. And with the path of the planetary logoi, they stay in the system at first. Path of Earth service, of course, by definition, remains in the system, perhaps for a long time. Path of magnetic work does not remain in the system. It goes to the cosmic astral plane. Path of Sirius goes to Sirius, and those on the ray path stay in the system. So there are four that either go to Sirius or stay in the system, and this I discussed. The path of absolute sonship and the path of the solar logoi do not go to Sirius, but their antecedents, path one and path two, do stay in the system. And just notice that he said not many take these two paths. But the contradiction there, or apparent contradiction, is that many take path two and that they go directly to the path of absolute sonship. So it may be a question of when. So I went on with that and tried to clarify. It's one of the great distributing paths of the system. The rays go to all corners of the system. The law of vibration is the key thing here. Clear understanding of the law of vibration. Make that bigger, huh? Make it still bigger, maybe. Okay. And this is one of the paths that leads with great facility to the next cosmic plane, presumably the cosmic astral, and yet quite a bit of work is done right here in our system, on our planet, on other planets which are corresponding correctly in terms of the rays, and then finally to the sun. So it leads with facility to the next cosmic plane, but maybe with facility, but not rapidly. The majority of the masters of wisdom pass on this. Now, they are masters of the sixth degree, perhaps they have to be on all the different rays. Interestingly enough, they pretty much have to have the first ray soul or the second ray soul to pass on this path, whatever the monadic ray may be. So how would we combine this with all the mathematics here that he has given us? I don't know. The Lords of Compassion are also called Adepts of Suffering. We are talking about vast numbers here when we talk about four-fifths going on the fourth path, four-fifths of the compassionate lords go on the fourth path, and three-fifths of the masters of the wisdom go on to the ray path. But I think we have to consider this from the point of view of their, there's a certain limitation placed upon it, because they have to be three-fifths of masters of wisdom who have all the seven monadic rays, but a certain proportion have to have first and second ray souls. And what are those proportions in our solar system? It's as if the third, fourth, it's as if the souls on the monastic line, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever their monadic ray may be, do not pass onto this path. So can it be that the majority of souls by this time, after much transition, are first and second ray souls? Is that possible? Can it be? Well, I just have to ask that, don't I? So, can it be that by this time, and after many ray transitions, that the majority of souls are on rays 1 and are on ray, let's see, just ray 1 and ray 2. Because after all, you know, the, as it said, the fourth and sixth rays can go to the second ray and some to the third ray. And the seventh ray goes to ray 1, and so fourth and sixth ray souls may prefer to go to ray 2 rather than ray 3. It may be that at the end of it all here in our second ray solar system, at the end of the many transitions, there may be in our second ray solar system, there may be more first and second ray souls by the time this decision has to be made. So that is an ameliorating point and can help explain why the majority of the masters of the wisdom choose this path, because the majority of the masters of wisdom would have either a first or second ray soul, especially reaching mastership or chohanship, because probably after, well, yeah, mastership, because they are masters until they are chohans. And so if they are trained largely on the first or second ray in the soul, probably they preserve their soul ray while they are masters. It's really an egoic ray, a triadal egoic ray. They preserve their triadal ray as they gravitate towards, as they gravitate towards the point of decision. I'm remembering that Master DK says that he has something of the first ray in his triad. That would make of him a first ray triad from a certain point of view. And then it would mean, of course, that he could tread the ray path. Well, even as a second ray soul, he can tread the ray path. But we're not sure that that is his path. It's not our business, really. But, you know, speculation sometimes goes beyond into what is not one's business. So anyway, there are difficult mathematics here in deciding or trying to understand what groups tread which paths, especially when there have to be subtracted the numbers of those who are rejected at the judgment day, and those who are aseka initiates. We have to look up what that means. But the important point is to realize that there are other forms of initiates, so not all of these monads are necessarily in this category. They are very responsive to vibration. They're like a compass on a ship. They respond to a basic vibration, I think that of their ray, which should be monadic ray particularly. It's like having the skin touch. They are uniquely responsive to the quality of the vibration which touches them. The sense of touch seems very important. Interestingly enough, for the on the path of the planetary logo, the sense of touch was not important. They are taught how to insulate themselves so that no vibration except the one which reaches them from the cosmic source of the synthetic ray will touch them. What is the cosmic source of the synthetic ray? Of course, this is very interesting what he has said. It's not just that the second ray must touch them. It's that the cosmic source of the synthetic ray will touch them. So they could have all the different rays coming from that cosmic source. The synthetic ray is love wisdom, is a cosmic logos. This source is the one about whom not may be said, this source. Well, they're going to pick up from the planetary logoi certain vibrations. They're going to pick up from the solar logoi certain vibrations. But of course, it's the our solar logos is in a way the cosmic source of the synthetic ray, but there are other sources beyond him, but maybe that would be enough. All the different sub-rays of this synthetic ray can reach him. And he's not going to respond vibrationally to other types of lower sources. Well, he's referring us to the compass again. And the adepts on this fifth path, they keep our solar system equilibrized and in one specific direction. I suppose just the way a human being could wander off the path. It's possible cosmically for a great lord to choose the wrong direction or not stay stabilized in the proper orientation, which is right, according to a greater plan, for him. Their main characteristic can be described as the sense of cosmic direction. The pole star. Their energy is coming from the pole star. But the pole star is a blind, one of these part-for-whole blinds. It's really an etheric constellation behind the pole star. Can't help, though, but think that Leo, or the sun, also should be here, because the Ajna center to which the pole star and Leo are connected, the little bear is connected, is a major center of direction for normal man. So there's a constellation behind this. Astronomers ignore it. There's another planet within our ring pass knot where this ray path is the one that the majority of their adepts follow. I wonder if it's not Mercury with its fifth ray monad corresponding to the fifth path and having to discriminate between all the many energies. You know, Master DK has a very strong Mercury. Is an example of that, and he is so proficient in this ray path. So here's a concrete example, perhaps, that tells us something about the cosmos. So they pass through a planetary scheme prior to finding their way to the sun and from thence to cosmic spheres, but we're not told which. Is it a cosmic logos, or is it something even greater? The pole star and its constellation hidden is connected with the sign Aquarius, and the life more abundantly is pouring through here. Through Aquarius here and this constellation, the abundant life and the waters of life can be carried to the multitudes. And this is what the great Lord is going to do. He will distribute the life more abundant. He is on the fifth path, the ray path, as a ray of cosmic love, presumably. And the Manu on the third, and this fits with Manus connected with the globes and so forth as parts of the planetary scheme and so forth. There's a close link between the fifth and the third, and the fifth can also pass to the third as well as the third to the fifth, but when in time? And he's shown us how ray paths can combine, and he said there's a combination between 1 and 7, 2 and 4, and 3 and 5. Earlier he said 2 and 7 are important. And ray 6 remains out of it, but then out of these 4 they become 2, and out of the 2 they become but one path of approach, and I've tried here to discuss how that might look, although he says we can't really know. So the hierarchies involved in this ray path, probably the divine flames and the divine lives. the first and second of the manifested hierarchies. Leo, connected to the little bear here, connected to the pole star. There are many reasons to think of Leo as part of this, the Leo hierarchy. Then there's also the Virgo hierarchy. The method here, the method, and I think I should bring that out. Whoop, that won't do. So, there we go. Is one of electrical insulation and the imprisonment of polar magnetism. Only certain types of interplay are allowed, and I've tried to explain that. The electrical insulation is fairly easy to understand in terms of the serpent around the five balls. Five balls of blue fire confined within the sphere, and the serpent is around the circumference of that sphere. It's biting its own tail. It's the science of cycles. And an insulatory mantram is connected here. We have to memorize these paths and their symbols because they may tell us something about what we're passing through right here. The quality of the adept cannot be given on this path, but DK tends to call it cosmic stability and magnetic equilibrium. It seems to hold all things together. It's got a lot of first ray in it. And there is the correct orientation of the different entities. We say correct orientation. Correct orientation of the different entities, ray entities, staying on track, staying on direction, going whither one should, right orientation, and not losing one's balance through a magnetic response to other energies, which would take one off the track. And of course, you know, Sagittarius seems to be involved here. The hunters, you know, Sagittarius, Orion, they have to stay right on track to gain their prey. So here is the summary here of all this. The attributes which are desirable in such an individual who will tread this path, cosmic direction, the pole star is there, transmitting an etheric constellation via Aquarius, which confers the waters of life and life more abundantly. So there's a great beneficence and bestowal here on this path. Hierarchies, the divine flames and divine lives connected with the first two root races, non-individualized. The hint is that Saturn ruling the third hierarchy is connected with the first or Lemurian root race. Well, the numbers are correct anyway. The method of those on the path, the electrical insulation and the imprisonment of polar magnetism, I've speculated. The five balls of blue fire enclosed within a sphere representing insulation. And the serpent of cycles helps with this insulation. Cycles can be insulatory, can't they? So let's put that down. Cycles can be agents, can be, well, let's say just insulatory, or agents of insulation. And insulatory, yes, and we'll keep that as a word. Quality, cosmic stability and magnetic equilibrium. I suppose what we have to find out is why the five balls are blue particularly, and what beyond reference to the fifth path this refers to. It seems that there would be five kinds of spheres operating here, and the blue seems to relate to the great cosmic ray towards which people on these paths, this path, are oriented. In other words, the ray, the source of the cosmic ray of love, is what they're interested in, but of course they attuned to all the rays, just as long as the cosmic source is there. The teaching can't be given on the 67 paths. Well, a little bit is given. These reviews are taking a little while, but let's just say that spiritual impact and impression is so important on this path, which along with response to vibration. Maybe I didn't underline as much here. The ray lords to which the adept on this path responds, I at first thought it would have to be simply cosmic or solar, but planetary ray lords, yes, of course, because they do find their further training within planetary ray lords, which correspond to their particular monadic ray. But in terms of the cosmic rays, what the impact on Earth is purely incidental. The initiate on this path deals with the ray intentions of these great ray lords. When there is a decision, it's largely a ray decision, even though these are not ray paths, but there are certain tendencies to travel on different paths, depending on one's monadic ray. If these are ray decisions, then the initiation of decision has a lot to do with the fifth path, because it's the ray path. And according to one's monadic ray, in many cases, the traveling of a path will be determined. Not at all, of course. So the master works with the comprehension of the intention and life purposes of these ray lords. First ray souls tend to take this path. They are firm in their decision and in their orientation. Second ray souls take it as well, but with less ease. And all types of monads, provided they have first and second ray souls, take this path. By this time, perhaps it's almost as if to say, maybe some hint has been given here. Where can I put this? Let's just say that by the time the decision is made, the majority five-eighths of the masters of the wisdom have the first or second ray soul, regardless of what their monadic rays may be. So if 5/8 tend to take this path, and you pretty well require a first or second ray soul to take this path, then about 5/8, or almost 5/8, or in the neighborhood of 5/8 of the masters of wisdom have the first or second ray soul, because of all the transferences onto the first and second ray. And it seems to imply that following, you know, you can take the fourth initiation on any ray, but maybe the soul rays tend to gravitate towards 1, 2, and 3 as one is a master. And I just put that down as a possibility. It seems you can take fourth initiation on any ray, but after that, perhaps the soul ray, which is the ray of the triad, tends to become rays 1, 2, or 3. In any case, maybe. It seems that the majority of masters will have soul rays 1 or 2, and because it's this solar system, that 3 will not be as common. And it's those who have 3 and then 4, 5, 6, or 7 who are among the 3/8, let us say, and they tend not to take this path. They tread it often, but different techniques are needed for the first ray type, first ray soul. Multiple identification, greater inclusion is needed, and for the second ray soul, isolated intention with a multiplicity of goals, and hence exclusiveness is required. The quality of intentions as realized by the master of the sixth initiation is not given. And another big decision is made after this decision. It will place him in a group of lives on some sacred planet or even in another solar system, perhaps on a planet, it would seem, and the role on that planet will be as a kind of a ray lord, intraplanetary ray lord, or who knows, an assistant to some intraplanetary ray lord. There's just so much beyond the darkened room, if you know what I mean. Sometimes we think that our life is broad, but you read material like this and you realize your life is extremely circumscribed in terms of its consciousness. We sometimes look at a little animal, you know, a little bug, and say, what must be the consciousness of that being? And we are looked at in just the same way. What must be the consciousness of the atom? How circumscribed? Well, some beings in our cosmos will look at us as atoms or subatomic particles. Well, anyway, I should have been conducting such reviews on many things, because as I stagger through certain texts, it becomes easier to pull together afterwards. Well, that's as far as we can go. I have not entered the archaic stanza. So this is going to be, I'm 20 minutes over. Okay. So this is the end of Cosmic Fire Webinar Commentaries number 27C and Path of Higher Evolution compilation. And it's on page 126 out of 144. We're getting there, and then we'll be beginning with Cosmic Fire Webinar Commentaries number 28A, Path of Higher Evolution compilation, page 126. Okay, well, friends, maybe I have more sense at this late hour than to go ahead and try to do this archaic stanza. You know, I have to sigh. I have to sigh as I look at it, because even though he says there's less to be said, it's rather a long archaic stanza. And, you know, each one, as I said, you think, well, they can't get any more difficult. You know, they just can't. And yet, somehow, they seem to get more difficult all the way along. So, we'll leave it go at that. 20 minutes over or so, and we'll send this to you shortly with the help of my colleague Brett, who helps me get all this out to you with a certain urgency. It may take a number of years to assimilate all this. It's certainly taking me a number of years. I've been at it a number of years, and now as I go through this stuff, I see more years are required for real assimilation. Well, I mean, what a master studies to make a decision about which paths to tread. We cannot assimilate, but we, as I said, we will make efforts to think in the direction of truth, and then truth will arrive. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.